While the October 22nd Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting itself was rather short and unexciting, the input by the Pocahontas County High School students and staff at the Local Improvement Council meeting was lively and informative. That council meeting preceded the board meeting, which was held at PCHS. Teresa Mullen, the ProStart teacher at PCHS, revisited the debate between those who support the current 7-period schedule versus the block schedule that was used at the high school several years ago. Mullen pointed out that students who failed a core subject during the first semester could retake that course in the second semester under the block schedule. Emily McLaughlin, the Options Pathway teacher, agreed that there are benefits to the block schedule, but also disadvantages, but it is important to reconsider both schedules in the light of those pros and cons. Other teachers felt that the 90-minute block classes were just too long for both teachers and students to withstand. Others pointed out that attendance has fallen since switching to the 7-period schedule, while other teachers countered that the dropout and graduation rates have improved under the current schedule. PCHS students and staff representing various programs also made presentations to the board. Jacob Barkley and Isaac Evans from carpentry class took the board members on a short tour showing off the team lockers and countertops built by the class. Christopher Murray, Dakota Workman, and Dalton Hendricks from forestry class led the board outside to demonstrate their sawmill and log splitter. Joni Barlow and Dakota Snyder from Teresa Mullen's ProStart class talked about their participation in the farms-to-table program and their success at culinary competitions. The gaming and coding and engineering and computer science programs were represented by Bryson Castle, Emmett Doolittle, Charity Warder, Hayden Mick, Sierra Rodriguez, Jesse Kelly, and Andrea Rabel. They provided information about the robotics program, the certification classes for Microsoft and Adobe, and coding graphic scenes. Charity Warder from the National Honor Society talked about the Society's work with the Family Resources Network, the county literature and science fairs, the selection process for membership in the Society, and the upcoming induction of new members. Spanish teacher Sherlyn Grossclos talked about her approach to teaching Spanish, which involves using a lot of story reading and telling. Emily McLaughlin talked about her Options Pathway program, saying she currently has 4 students in the program and have each successfully completed either 2 or 3 of the 5 state GED tests. Jerry Dale, the graduation coach, said that last year 56.5% of PCHS graduates went on to college, 5.8% to vocational schools, and 5.8% to the military, and 31.9% directly to the workplace. He said that West Virginia ranks 18th in the U.S. with an 86.5% graduation rate. English teacher Stephanie Poppy talked about the board possibly considering going to a 4-day student class schedule, with the 5th day being used for teacher training, collaboration, and tutoring kids with academic problems. She said that school systems across the nation and internationally, which have adopted this quality over quantity approach, experience less dropouts and disciplinary problems, have less absences and more student success and higher teacher morale. During the regular meeting, the members approved payment of $13,624.81 in local government purchasing card charges. They approved the October 8th payroll, grant awards, and some budget adjustments. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.